morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a few notes about crop year 2017 marketing assistance loans. Now that harvest is wrapped up, grain producers are reminded that FSA provides short-term financing through low-interest commodity loans on their eligible harvest of production. These 9-month marketing assistance loans, or MALs, provide producers interim financing after harvest to help them meet their cash flow needs without having to sell their commodities when market prices are typically at harvest time lows, by allowing them to store the production either on the farm or in a warehouse for later marketing. We're now accepting requests for 2017 marketing assistance loans for all eligible commodities after harvest. Producers will share in the risk of the production of the eligible commodity and who maintain beneficial interest in the commodity throughout the term of the note are eligible to receive a marketing assistance loan. To maintain beneficial interest, producers must retain the ability to make decisions about the commodity, be responsible for loss because of damage to the commodity, and they must have a title to the commodity. Once you lose that, it's ineligible for a loan, even if you get it back later. Producers who have already taken out marketing assistance loans and who use farm-stored grain as collateral are reminded that they're responsible for maintaining the quality of the grain throughout the term of the loan. Remind producers to be certain to maintain adequate airflow in the bins to lessen any chance of spoilage on that on-farm storage grain that's held under loan. If you have loaned grain and it's been disposed of through feeding, selling, or any other forms of disposal without prior written authorization from the county office, we consider that unauthorized disposition. There's some financial penalties that are involved with that, so make sure that before you haul or feed, you call for a marketing authorization to do that stuff. And next, some reminders about the fall acreage reporting deadline. Producers are reminded of the requirement to report their perennial forages, their fall-seeded crops, and cover crops by December 15th to the local FSA county office to meet program eligibility requirements. Perennial forages include, but are not limited to, things like grass and alfalfa, trefoil, clover, mixed forage, and things like that that are intended for haying or grazing. A couple years ago, FSA provided producers the opportunity to sign up for what was considered a continuous certification on their perennial crops. So if a producer previously signed up continuous certification for hay and pasture earlier this spring and they don't have any new fields of forage or grazing established, they don't need to worry about reporting the perennial acres this fall. If, however, a producer planted something like oats in the spring of 2017 and the field's going to be hay for 2018, alfalfa hay, those acres do need to be certified by December 15th for the 2018 crop year. Alfalfa, the percentages of grasses change from year to year, so that's not a continuously certified crop. As with last year's certification, any perennial forage or grazing fields not certified by December 15th of this year for 2018 crop year, they're going to be assessed a $46 measurement fee per farm for those that are not timely certified. So for more information or set up an appointment to certify your crops, contact your local office. If you're questioning, contact us. We can help you out and let you know if you're already certified or not. Now some direct farm loan financing and youth loan program news. The Farm Service Agency offers direct farm ownership and direct farm operating loans to producers who want to establish, maintain, or strengthen their farm or ranch. Direct farm operating loans can be used for things like purchasing livestock and feed, farm equipment, fuel, farm chemicals, and insurance, and the costs, other costs, including family living expenses. They can be used to finance minor improvements or repair buildings and to refinance some farm-related debt, except for real estate. Direct farm ownership loans can be used to purchase farmland, enlarge existing farms, construct or repair buildings, and make farm improvements. Maximum loan amount for both the direct farm ownership and direct operating loans is $300,000, and down payments not required. Repayment terms are going to depend upon the type of loan, the collateral, and the producer's ability to repay that loan. Operating loans are normally within 7 years paid, and farm ownership loans are not to exceed 40 years. FSA also makes loans to youth to establish and operate ag income-producing projects in connection with things like 4-H clubs and FFA chapters and other ag groups. Projects must be planned and operated with the help of the organization's advisor. They need to produce sufficient income to repay the loan and provide the youth with practical business and educational experience. Maximum amount available is $5,000. Eligible applicants must be U.S. citizens, 10 to 20 years of age. They have to comply with FSA's general eligibility requirements, and they must be unable to get a loan from other sources. Applicants need to conduct a modest income-producing project in a supervised program of work as outlined and demonstrate the capability of planning, managing, and operating that project under the guidance and assistance from a project supervisor. Project supervisor recommends the youth loan applicant along with providing adequate supervision. So for more information about direct loans or youth loans, contact your local county FSA office. And finally, the enrollment period is open for the 2018 safety net coverage. That time of year again for producers on farms that have base acres to enroll their land in the ARC PLC, which is Agriculture Risk Coverage, or the Price Loss Coverage Safety Net programs for 2018. The 2018 enrollment began November 1st, continues through August 1st of next year. To complete the sign-up process, a 2018 contract needs to be signed, and anyone receiving a direct or indirect payment, for example, if you're a member of a corporation or things like that, they need to also sign a 2018 adjusted gross income form. Producers are reminded FSA requires copies of leases on new land you're going to be operating, or if you're an owner, if you're going to be renting it out to a new operator in 2018. So now is a good time to complete the 2018 ARC and PLC enrollment process or bring in those copies of leases. To better timely serve our producers, we ask you to call ahead for an appointment so we get everything ready when you come in. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.